time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 90, tonight partly cloudy with a low of 72. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Frontier Community College is offering 6 full tuition scholarships for the first year of its Certified Medical Assistant program. Recipients will be selected from students enrolled in the 2-year, 71-credit-hour CMA program this fall, and the winners will be announced on September 8th. CMAs perform clerical duties, take vitals, and collect and prepare specimens. FCC says most CMA careers are found in doctor's offices, clinics, and other healthcare facilities, and their median yearly pay is $33,600. Students interested in the CMA program should apply at iecc.edu and call FCC at 842-3711 to register. Fall semester classes start August 20th. More news next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643- 5824.
Built on dedication, Graver Post Buildings has earned the trust of thousands throughout the heartland. A major leader in the post frame industry, you can turn to us for advice, best price, and most durable, long-lasting products and buildings in the country. Buildings for agriculture, commercial, residential, and even new roofs. We have the staff, crews, and supplies to handle your project. Turn to Graver Post, a tradition for over 45 years. Call us today at 800-264-5013. Visit us online at graverpost.com or drop by our showroom near Odin, Indiana.
Little Giant Grocery is here for you during this unique and difficult time. And to best serve you, we now offer delivery and curbside pickup for your convenience. The friendly staff at Little Giant is committed to providing you with the products and services you want at prices that help you stretch your dollar further. Call today for details on delivery and curbside pickup options. 618-380-6489. That's 380-6489. Call 380-6489 for Little Giant delivery or pickup.
In other news, 2 men were arrested late yesterday morning by the Wayne County Sheriff's Office. 47-year-old Xenia resident Cecil Parrish was charged with domestic battery. He was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 61-year-old Dowell resident Van R. Van Zant was arrested on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of reckless conduct. He was held in jail, pending the posting of $595 bond. No injuries were reported in a 2-vehicle accident 2 miles north of Sims yesterday afternoon. According to police reports, at approximately 4:02, 20-year-old Wayne City resident Darren D. Dirksen was southbound on a county highway in a 2018 Chevy Silverado. 57-year-old Sims resident Sammy R. Downen was northbound on the same road. Police say Dirksen looked away from the road and drifted into the middle, then sideswiped Downen. Marks on the road indicated the impact was in the northbound lane, and Dirksen said he was at fault. A tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicles sustained over $1,500 damage. Dirksen was cited for improper lane usage. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas has announced the ISP will conduct a roadside safety check in Wayne County during July. Captain Douglas says RSCs combine a strong sense of public awareness and enforcement in order to save lives of the motoring public. The ISP has a zero tolerance for impaired driving in Illinois, and troopers working the detail will watch for drivers operating vehicles in an unsafe manner, driving with a suspended or revoked license, and transporting open alcoholic beverages. They will also be on the lookout for DUI, safety belt and child restraint use, speeding, distracted driving, and all other Illinois Vehicle Code and criminal violations. State police say alcohol and drug impairment is a factor in more than 30% of all fatal motor vehicle crashes in the state, and nearly 10,000 people in the country die each year due to alcohol-impaired driving. RSCs are designed to keep roads safe by taking dangerous DUI offenders off the roadway. The Salem Aquatic Center and Mount Vernon Aquatic Zoo will reopen in the coming days. Salem's facility will reopen tomorrow, and it will allow a maximum of 200 people per session. The first session of Open Swim will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the second session will be 3 to 7. Tents will be set up outside the pool fence so family members who don't want to swim can watch and not count toward pool capacity. The center will also hold swim parties from 8 to 9:30, and they will be booked on a first-come, first-served basis. Mount Vernon's Aquatic Zoo will reopen Wednesday, and guests will be able to attend one of two sessions. The first is from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and the second is from 4 to 8. Capacity will not surpass 250 people per session, and no reservations may be made. No swim lessons, evening rentals, birthday parties, or season passes will be available. Edwards County Superintendent David Cowger has issued a statement on the district's work to plan for the upcoming school year. The State Board of Education released guidelines for schools earlier this week, and it provided some flexibility for local decision-making. Superintendent Cowger says the goal is to ensure the safety and well-being of all staff and students, re-engage the learning process, and provide in-person instructional opportunities for all students. However, he also says there are still many unanswered questions to work through, and he anticipates releasing a plan after the Edwards County Board of Education meets in July. Once finalized, the plan may be found at edwardscountyschools.org. In the meantime, though not everyone will be happy, Superintendent Cowger asks for patience as Edwards County staff develops its plan. Effective July 6th, Fairfield Memorial Hospital will modify its visitors policy. Patients in the non-infections wing of the Med-Surg and ICU units, or not in isolation, will be allowed to have one visitor at a time from 7 to 9 a.m. and from 5 to 7 p.m. each day. Emergency patients will be allowed to have one person with them, and that person must remain in the patient's room at all times until the patient is discharged. Pediatric patients will be allowed to have both parents with them instead of only one, and same-day surgery patients may have one person accompany them on the day of their surgery. Patients seeking treatment in outpatient departments who require additional assistance will be allowed to have one person accompany them on their visit. Due to COVID-19 regulations, FMH is unable to allow visitors to the skilled care unit, except in special circumstances. Arrangements are being made to have individual visits in a safe and controlled environment, and visits began on June 15th. All social distancing requirements will remain in effect, and patients and visitors will be required to wear a mask at all times and go through screening stations at the hospital or clinic entrances. The changes are contingent upon the number of COVID-19 cases in the area staying low. Anyone with questions can call FMH Administration at 847-8243. FMH has also announced Gina Lamond is its June Employee of the Month. Lamond is a registered nurse on the FMH Skilled Care Unit and has been with the hospital since April 1992. The unemployment rate in Illinois dropped over 2% from April to May, going from 16.8% to 14.7%, according to recent statistics from the Illinois Department of Employment Security. The state's May 2019 rate was 3.5%. Wayne County's May rate dropped from 19.2% to 15.5%, and Edwards County's dropped from 22.4% to 15.3%. In May 2019, Wayne County's rate was 4% and Edwards County's was 3.1%. All unemployment rates around the area dropped from April to May as well. Hamilton County went from 17.4% to 12.8%. White County dropped from 17.5% to 13.2%. Wabash County from 24.5% to 18.1%, and Richland County from 15.5% to 11.5%. Clay County dropped to 20.1% from 23.7%, Jefferson County went to 19.3% from 26.9%, and Marion County to 17.8% from 22.4%. Lawrence and Saline counties checked in at 16.1 and 15.8% respectively. Clay County had the highest unemployment rate in the area, and Richland County had the lowest. Nationwide, unemployment dropped from 14.4% in April to 13% in May. The May 2019 rate was 3.4%. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 894 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon and 41 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 139,434 cases and 6,810 deaths. Hamilton and White counties reported new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing their respective totals to 3 and 4 cases. The individual in Hamilton County is a female in her 40s, and she is in isolation at home and is the only known active case in the county. Hamilton County had performed 328 total tests with 325 negative results. The White County individual is a female in her 20s, and she is also in isolation. Williamson County reported 3 new cases yesterday to reach 102, and Franklin County reported 1 to reach 13. The preliminary statewide positivity rate for June 18th through the 24th was 3%, which matched the rate in the southern region. The ongoing pandemic has kept people from visiting the doctor, and the IDPH says people should keep up their visits, both for healthy individuals and adults putting off more serious checkups. Dr. Ngozi Ezike says now is the time to get healthy before a possible surge in COVID-19 cases.
Let's get our immunizations, let's get our health screenings, let's get as healthy as we can. Your baseline health status affects how you fare against this virus. This includes parents and teachers too. Get your blood work done, your mammogram. I went for my mammogram this morning. Get your colonoscopies. Take care of yourself and your loved ones.
IDPH says their data shows families have foregone immunizations over worries about the virus. Phase 4 of Governor J.B. Pritzker's Restore Illinois plan begins today. Kim Howard reports.
In Phase 4, groups of 10 or less can dine inside at a restaurant or belly up to the bar for a drink. Mall food courts, museums, zoos, and gyms may reopen, and youth sports are allowed, as well as outdoor seated spectator events, all at limited capacities. This doesn't mean Illinois is out of the woods yet, says the governor.
The virus hasn't gone away, and when people aren't wearing face coverings, gathering in large groups, and not practicing physical distancing, they're getting sick, and some are dying. And I mean people of all ages. I feel a solemn obligation to emphasize that we expect the journey ahead to be difficult. As more aspects of the economy open and more person-to-person interactions take place, there are many more opportunities for the spread of COVID-19.
Governor Pritzker says if COVID cases begin to spike again, he will not hesitate to move Illinois back to tighter restrictions. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The remnants of one of the biggest dust storms in decades to cross the Atlantic Ocean could arrive in the Midwest this weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist John Carney says it likely won't mean much for Illinois, but there could be some residue left after rain.
If we do get some of that dust up here into the Midwest, you'd probably see some, colorful sunsets and things as the sun, is diffused through the dust. And also, if we get a thunderstorm or something, that you'd actually have some kind of dusty rain, some dirty rain. You'll notice that when it dries on your car or something like that, that the dust will be left over.
The plume of dust began to emerge off Western Africa last weekend. A survey of bankers in rural parts of 10 plains and western states suggests the economy remains weak in those areas as the coronavirus outbreak continues to affect the region. The overall economic index more than doubled to 37.9 in June from May's 12.5, but it remained at a weak level. Any score below 50 suggests a shrinking economy, and scores above 50 suggest a growing one. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss said crop prices remain low, and more than one-third of bankers surveyed expect that to be a significant challenge over the next year. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hustleton at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hosselton or Daniel Fopay at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
John's Butcher Block in downtown Fairfield remains committed to their community. They will continue to open their doors for you as long as they can during this coronavirus outbreak. It is business as usual. Thank you for supporting them as they support you. Hashtag, we are all in this together. John's Butcher Block accepts cash, check, and all major credit cards and link card. They are located across from the Fairfield City Hall.
Hey, if you live or work in White County, I've got some really exciting news for you. This is Dr. Jessica Cook, physical therapist with Joiner Therapy Services. We now offer pelvic health physical therapy in Carmi, which gives you the choice to receive your treatments locally. Pelvic health issues such as accidental bowel and bladder leakage and pain in the pelvic region can be a nuisance you no longer have to live with. I can provide one-on-one, confidential care in a professional setting with no need for embarrassment. Call us today at 382-2771. Joiner Therapy Services. A healthier you starts here.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 89. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 25,205, down 540. The NASDAQ is at 9,826, down 191. August crude oil is at $38.35. That is down 37 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 91-year-old Fairfield resident Betty J. Heath died on Wednesday. She had done child care in her home for many years. Jeannie Heath is survived by one son, daughters Pat Moore of Rochelle and Mary Sexton of Wayne City, and many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. Per her request, Jeannie Heath's body has been cremated with no formal services planned. Memorials can be made to help with expenses, and they will be accepted at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 89-year-old Hendersonville, Tennessee resident Marlene Ginther died last Wednesday. She was a homemaker. Marlene Ginther is survived by one grandson, four great-grandchildren, two great-great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Marlene Ginther will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Monday at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will follow in Bethel Cemetery in Ellery. Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of arrangements. Infant Sage Taylor Lepsky died last Thursday. Sage Lepsky is survived by her parents, Ryan and Aaron, six grandparents, and several aunts, uncles, cousins, and great-grandparents. Services for Sage Lepsky were held on Thursday at Burnt Prairie Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield assisted the family. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today calling for sunny skies with a high near 90. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, low 72. Saturday calling for a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 85. and a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms continuing overnight Saturday night. Mostly cloudy skies with a low around 70. And Sunday calling for showers, possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy skies. Sunday's high to be 87 degrees.